Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say it again.
Thank you.
Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. What kind of meeting is this tonight? I tell you what. And the first miracle that Jesus did, how do they receive that miracle? How do you receive from God? So say, obedience. Obedience. Obedience is the key to that. Amen. Direct opposite of obedience is rebellion. Somebody say amen. But we're going to read the scripture right here. Listen. This is a Holy Ghost meeting. And where? How do you pull from an anointing from a Holy Ghost meeting? How do you pull from an anointing from a Holy Ghost meeting? Anybody professional in Holy Ghost meetings yet? Amen. How do you pull from a Holy Ghost meeting anointing? Amen. Holy Ghost meeting is just different than a regular church service. But the Holy Ghost meeting should, amen, be a little bit more. And y'all, praise God, nobody got me on that, so I don't want to hear it later. The Holy Ghost meeting should be a little bit more powerful than just a regular meeting because there's a different anointing in manifestation. Everybody say the word corporate. Say it again. Corporate. Say it one more time. Corporate. Anointing. Now, there is an individual anointing. There is a personal anointing. Amen. Those are all anointings. But when you come into the corporate setting, everybody say corporate anointing. There is a corporate anointing. Now listen, the Bible says, praise ye the Lord when you feel like it. Everybody read Psalm 150. Everybody get your highlighter out. Praise ye the Lord when. When. Come on, when. That's, I like that Bell. Sister Bell's preaching there. She said all the time, and she's right. Praise God where? Oh, hallelujah. Okay, so we know when and we know where. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him why? I tell you what, you can get in sin. You know what? What is sin? Missing the mark of God's perfection over your life or what God wants to do in your life. And a lot of people don't reap the benefits of full salvation because we constantly live in sin and in different ways. Now, we think that I'm not smoking, I'm not drinking, I'm not cussing, I'm not beating anybody up. I must be pure, I must be right, I must be out of sin. Well, I tell you what, the life that is sinless is the life that is under the authority of the Word of God. Amen? Somebody say, the Word says it. Therefore, it's so. So it says, praise him for his mighty acts. Say it one more time. Praise him for his what? My. If you've noticed, about a week or so ago, there was just a heavy, anybody notice that there was just like a heavy spirit over the worship experience? Why? Why? Well, the Spirit of God was removed. Well, do you need the Spirit of God in order to praise God? Praise him when the spirit is not grieved. Anybody see that in the Bible? Who's got it in their Bible? Anybody got it in their Bible? Praise him. Did it say, praise him when you feel the anointing? Okay. So somebody say, no matter what comes or goes, how I feel, glory, God is still worthy to be praised. How do we pray? Many times you go to a place, we have to teach this every now and then. Many times you go into churches and it got real convenient for people to say things in the 70s and sometimes in the 80s. They say, you just come just as you are in any old way you want to praise God, just go on and praise him. Everybody would say hallelujah. Anybody ever heard that before? Praise him any way you want to. No, you don't. The Bible tells us exactly how he wants to be praised. Somebody say amen. He makes it real clear what he wants. You ever gone to get your hair cut? You know, and you just go in there. Sometimes you say, do whatever you want to do. But most of the time when you go to get your hair cut, you're going to tell him how you want your bangs. Amen. How you want your back, how you want your front. And if you're going to get a color, you're going to tell him what color you want your hair. Amen. You're going to go in there, just color my hair any color you want. It's fine with me. You know, I'll go in a blonde, come out a redhead, and it'll be just cool. Well, people think that's the way it is with worship. People think that's the way it is with praise. God tells us exactly what he expects and exactly what he wants. And that's why they call it a worship what? Service.
and the praise service. Praise and worship is something you give and something you do. Even when you don't feel like it. When you don't feel like it, what is it called? Somebody say, a sacrifice of praise. That's when the real blessing gets in. That's when you find out when you're really going to get blessed. Amen. What God wants to really do. When the devil sticks his ugly head up and says, hey, you don't have anything to praise God for. Amen. You need to think about this. Somebody say, you need to get through that. You need to break through that and get through. I was sitting here. It was maybe it's just me, but I was sitting here on Wednesday night, and I said, you know what? What is this? It's just so heavy. I didn't understand what it was. And then I prayed about it, and the Holy Ghost said, what will you allow to separate you from the love of God? Somebody say hallelujah. What are you going to allow to separate you from the love of God? And worship is an expression, and praise is an expression of our love and devotion for God. Somebody say amen. Listen, it says these are the times when you ought to praise God. Somebody say, when you're in his sanctuary. Glory to God. We can be religiously brainwashed and get off on a tangent, or Bible taught and overcome. Somebody say amen. Whenever you come into the house of God, the Bible says you ought to praise him. It's real easy. You need to get out of this. We need to get out of this stuff. All right? Listen. Praise him in the firmament of his praise him for his mighty acts. And that word praise is that kind of praise where you just go crazy if you break it, when you break it down. That's when you get that CD. When is it fit to have a Holy Ghost fit? I tell you what, whenever God does something, it's fit to have a Holy Ghost fit. Whenever God does anything for you, you owe him praise. Somebody say, you owe it to him. If God brought you out, if God delivered you, sometimes you forget about that stuff. Amen. You owe him praise. Amen. You got a sale in the office. You owe him praise. You got a big contract. You owe him praise. Somebody say glory to God in this place tonight. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. God kept the lights on another day. You ought to give him praise. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul, somebody say my soul, cries out hallelujah. See, whatever you think about, amen, motivates your praise. That's why you ought to think of the good things. Amen. When times aren't so bad, you ought to thank God that a better day's coming. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you got to learn to praise your way out of that mess. Somebody say, there's no time when praise is not appropriate. Well, you don't know. Let me tell you what. If you're going to be in a corporate anointing, he's going to use the fivefold offices for that corporate anointing. And that's what people need to learn. Why do people get blessed in large meetings? Why? Because they follow directions. What? Yes. Why? Because that corporate flow and that corporate anointing has power. The Bible, listen, even in the Tower of Babel, it said, listen, we got to distract their language because when they're together, nothing is impossible for them. Worship and praise gives us time and ability to come together. Oh, you don't want to hear this tonight, do you? We can leave this away for next year, but miss the benefit of unity. You notice in the 70s when they wanted to bring all the people together in the 70s, they were going, can't you just hear me? Give peace a chance. You know, when they found the world all divided over Rodney King and all this other stuff, you know, Michael Jackson got there and had everybody up there, we are the world. And everybody, somebody say, when you sing and you worship God, you come together. And when somebody say, God's got a plan. Ooh, glory to God. The Bible says, when one mourns, you all mourn. When one praises, you all praise. And people just think I'm being emotional and crazy. I just know the word. When you hear me say, I can't believe you're going to let that woman praise God on by herself. Don't you know the Bible? When one rejoices, rejoice with them. You don't know. Hallelujah. So the angels have to help.
praise him for his mighty acts. Whenever God does something, you ought to praise him. So be the Bible. And when the Bible, when the people don't praise him, amen, maybe he hasn't done anything, or maybe he's done something you just don't recognize how mighty it is. Why am I sitting here looking at everybody else? I'm waiting for God to do something great. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You got to look around the room. If you don't have anything to praise him for, look at somebody that is praising and say, let me get in on their praise. You don't know. I saw this girl over here. We were singing. Listen, look what the Lord has done. Praise God. I believe he's done some great things for you. Nobody knew where you were or what you were into. I'm not saying you were into anything all crazy, but nobody knew where you were a year ago or 2 years ago or 6 months ago. Yeah. Look like somebody has been brought back into the fold and is glad about it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let me find somebody that's glad about their salvation. If I can't praise them for mine, I'll get in on theirs. Amen. Amen. There's an ex-homosexual someplace praising God that they're set free. I can praise God with that. Somebody say amen. Somebody else is content with what they got, you know, and just sitting there don't know what they get. Let me find somebody that's got a little bit of something that's glad about it. Hallelujah. We need to get to the place where I can't. You come to church and say, I'm coming to church because God's done a big thing in my life and I want to give him praise for it and I need some help doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let me tell it like I need to tell it tonight. Don't let me remind you what the Lord has done. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where were you? If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? And let you sitting up there like you belong where you are. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God did it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. As if you did it all by yourself. And all you got to do is say thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. God is doing great things for us. And he's only just begun. And all you got to do is say thank you. And all you got to do is give him. Don't you worry about nobody else. You don't know. Why is that person swinging around like that? You don't know where they were at 10 years old. You don't know where they were 5 years old. Why is that woman dancing like that? She's just trying to show off that dress or whatever it is. Yes, she's trying to show it off because you didn't know what dress she had 5 years ago. Nobody knows. But Jesus, you hear what I'm saying? There are some people that, you know, they go crazy every time. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I just can't sit in my seat. So he says, when he does something for you, you'll dance too. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. We need to praise him so hard and so people are like, what is all the ruckus about? What is all this about? Why are these people going crazy? He restored my mind. Praise him till the power comes. When the praises go up, the glory comes down. It says, listen, praise him for his mighty acts. Anybody that had a mighty act ought to just scream right now. And somebody said, now that is ridiculous that he would say that's even in the Bible. That's even in the Bible. That's even in the Bible. If I say anybody that God's done something for, you ought to stand up and go, Do you know that's in the Bible? That's a Shabbat. They said, when God's done something good for you, you ought to say, They ought to give him somebody give him a Shabbat in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah! Woo! I'm just teaching the Bible. I tell you what, the football game does, you know, the football player doesn't need any praise. Amen. Whether they get the touchdown or not, your bill still won't be paid. Do you hear what I'm saying? If he runs that touchdown, it's not like if he makes that touchdown, all of a sudden, as soon as he goes to the goalpost, your back is healed.
I mean, you can go in with the mess and come out with the same mess, amen, and you still go screaming and hollering. You let somebody catch a touchdown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you leave with the same old mess you went in with, amen. But when you praise God, when you lift up Jesus, something else happens. The difference of my excitement, my fanaticism. Somebody said, you don't have to be a fanatic about it. Oh, yes, a fanatic is nothing but a fan. And I'm a fan of God. Holly, don't you sit there. You know, you just don't go to church. I'm going to tell you right now, be crazy about it. Amen. People, if they go to a mosh pit and celebrate going to hell, glory to God, you're on your way to heaven. You ought to go crazy in this place. Every service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Well, you know, we're not going to be able to flow in this unless we're biblically taught. People think they just do things. That's just their tradition. No, that's just the words. Now, how do we praise him? Somebody say, how? To what measure do we praise him? You know it don't take all that. Ever gone to church, people are going crazy. You know it doesn't take all that. You know, you not every service. Not every service and not every way. Somebody say, according. So God tells us when to praise him, how to praise him, and how much praise. So say, according. That means if you're going to bake a cake and they tell you to use 3 cups of flour and you use 1, your cake's not going to turn out right, right? Well, do you know your praise is a recipe for a miracle? And many people never get the miracle because they don't do things according as what God demands. According to what? Excellent. Now, we're going to change that a little bit so it'll work for us. Anybody? Okay. According to the time of schedule, of time that we got going on. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. According to, well, hold on. That first word, his. That's a big word, isn't it? Somebody say, according to who? Didn't say according to my. Somebody say, that clears it all up. According to who? You will always be hindered in praise, and we can always get there when we ever base our praise based on anything else other than his stuff. I might have had a bad day today, but he is still good. Brother so-and-so might have messed up his life and got us all worn out, but he is still good. We're going to have, people are just shocked over certain circumstances and certain things that happen. I tell you what, there are going to be a lot of people that fall away and do all kind of crazy stuff. I'm still going to praise God anyhow. You hear what I'm saying? I don't, you know, you can fall away, slip in, slip out, and do whatever you want to, and I'll be dancing when you come in and dancing when you go out. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I will never, don't ever base your praise by what's going on around you or who's happy and who's sad. Amen. What is that to you? Doesn't that make the devil mad sometime? Wouldn't that make the devil mad sometime? Well, I'm just upset. I'm just having a real bad day. You look at everybody. Don't look at nobody else. You look to Jesus, and you base your praise on that. Wouldn't that put the devil in this place? Didn't you know I was upset? Everything's falling apart. Woo! What? Somebody say, what? What shall separate you from the love of God? So say, ain't going to get to me. Ha, ha, ha. I'm so glad we're here tonight. So praise him according to his excellent greatness. So that means you just need to praise him greatly. Say, great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. What do you mean greatly to be praised? That means that we must praise him in a great way. That's what that song means. Great is the Lord. You know, when we get in church, we start thinking some words mean different things than other people mean. Great. That means a big way. Some say extravagant way. Hallelujah. Some say get into the, it's time to let go and get in to the flow. What does that mean? That song is very important. Some of us are on our way to a Holy Ghost meeting. Praise God. Boy, do we need it. Hallelujah. If you want to get blessed, get into the flow of what's going on. Whether you understand it, I'm going to say, doesn't matter whether you understand it. Get in. Go for the ride. Amen. If you're going to do it, you know what? Whatever blessing you can get in your head, you can get in your head. There is a difference between a corporate anointing and an individual anointing. And many people blow the corporate anointing, which is greater. Amen. Because they get stuck in their personal stuff. Amen. Come and get under what God wants to do. Then you can go back to your other stuff. Praise Him with the sound of trumpet. Praise Him with the harp, the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel. And dance. So say dance. All right, praise Him with the dance when it's. I can't tell you when to dance, but I can when it's written in the Word. See? You don't have the right to tell me when to dance. I'm going to dance when I feel like it, not when the Bible says so. I was just quoting Scripture. Are we helping anybody tonight? We helping anybody by teaching them in the Word? See, we're not as dumb as you thought we were. Not as smart as some of you think we are either. Amen? It says, praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. With the string instruments and the organs. We got to get an organ in this church. Y'all think I'm playing. Praise Him with, some people would be very upset with this. Praise Him with the what? What? Everybody say that word. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Wow. Praise Him with the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let some of you praise Him like this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What do you want to have the Word of God, or you want to have a religion, tradition, and all these other things? Let every believer praise Him. Hallelujah. When we wave our hand, we all wave our hand. People think, well, that's just control, and that's just the Bible. We wonder why we don't see the things that they saw in New Testament times. Where we don't see the Spirit move, because they just told these people, and them people just did it. They just did it. What would happen if everybody praised Him? What would happen if you went to a church where everybody just praised Him? What would happen if they said, just dance? And everybody danced. What would happen if they said, everybody give God a shout of praise, and everybody stood up and gave God a shout of praise? The devil would have no place to hang around, would he? Amen. I believe he just gets on people's backs. You know? And it's like a frog going from pad to pad, looking for a place to go. You know, some people get in the flow and some people stay out of the flow. He said, well, where's the next one? I go, that one ain't doing nothing. I'll jump over here and I'll jump over there. But if we all, somebody say, give the devil no place. You can praise him out of there. Brother Hagin and them would say that way back in the Azusa Street Revival, when the devil get to moving and you see difficult things happen and you feel that grieving that so many of us felt and so many of us experienced, you can shout the devil out of there. Amen. You can praise until the devil, amen, until the devil flees. Amen, because that's what the devil wants. That's what the devil wants. He just wants, you know, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Don't you give him a thing that he does not deserve. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, now that's impossible. No, when the people are taught,
when the people are taught, amen, not brainwashed, but when the people are taught, they're taught. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If it says dance in the Bible, dance. If it says shout in the Bible, shout. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. Let every Christian.
We need to tell somebody, when you see, when people have not been taught the word of God yet, amen, they're just sitting there looking around. Let every believer. That means the unbeliever that comes in. We need to get the ushers together, Brother Dean, you know, and y'all need to say, tell that thing over there to start praising God.
I'm not pointing over. No, I was pointing at the flower. I was pointing at the flower. There she goes. I was pointing at the flower. I was pointing at the flower. Don't you even start it. Rita and Belle and certain ones, they say, he'll say things and look right at you like he's talking to you. Or he'll point. Okay, thank God. Amen. Everybody go, I want you to remember, tell that thing over there to praise the Lord. See, we think that our attitudes or what we're going through or our lack of biblical knowledge. Somebody say amen. We just need to get in the word. Well, that's just this one. That's just that one. You tell that thing over there to praise the Lord. The Bible says, if I don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. Hallelujah. Every once in a while, you just need to put everybody out and put some rocks in the chairs. And there are certain churches you go to, it would be much better. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I hope Jesus is not going to different places looking at rocks. I hope a rock's not praising God more than you. Let everything that has breath. The breath you have came from God. It's not yours. You ought to praise God because the Bible says so. I don't care what background you have. If you have his breath in your body, you owe him praise. Amen. If you can't move that hip that can't move, you ought to shake an arm. Amen. Hallelujah. Bell's like, the woman just got back to church and there he is again. The saints used to say, if I couldn't say a mumbling word. See, they used to teach this back in the day. We need to get a little bit of old school teaching back in because we've gotten too sophisticated. No, we just gotten dumb. Said, if I can't say a mumbling word, I'll just wave my hand. So say, wave my hand. Well, sometimes you don't feel like doing anything. The best thing you can do is just wave your hand. People think, Wednesday night, sometimes my head is in every place it could be. Crystal pokes fun at me. I'm not playing games. I'll get in here and just in obedience. Is that the flesh? Yes, it's the flesh. This is the body. But my heart is right because I'm doing it as in obedience unto God. Amen. I'll just get up there. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I don't care what you feel like doing flesh. I'm going to make you praise the Lord. What? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's just going, you ought to give God for that, praise for that mighty act, brother. But I tell you what, I get up there on Wednesday night and that thing going, amen, I forget about myself. I'm going to praise my God. Somebody say amen. That's what it's all about. You have no excuse. Amen. You can stay dumb if you want to. I believe that was just as clear. Amen. So it is biblical. Brother Ralph, you've been in this thing a long time. You're an elder in the church, aren't you? Elder in the church, I believe so. Sister Kathy, you've been around. So let's say it is biblical. If you're told to dance, to dance. Whatever the anointing says to do, do it. That's how you get your breakthrough.
What would happen if when Jesus was there, now are we saying we're Jesus? No, he's the Christ, he's the anointed one. And Mary was there, and Mary said, listen, if you want this water to be turned to wine, if y'all want to get drunk in the Holy Ghost, whatever he tells you to do, do it. What would happen if he said, you go get yourself some buckets and some water? I ain't getting no buckets. I ain't going to get no water. Not necessary. They wouldn't have got their miracle. They say, whatever the flow of the Spirit says to do, do it. And in great meetings and in great Holy Ghost meetings where the Spirit of God really is moving, and we'll get to that level. We're going to go up to higher heights. I tell you what. Amen. That graces, different graces and different flows of the Spirit will come through just for small periods of time. Just a small window. And people are so in the flesh that they can't perceive. And you could be in a dead meeting. All of a sudden, the anointing of the Holy Ghost said, everybody just get up and just give God praise right now. And if you just got up right then and just did it, amen, you reap the benefit of that blessing. Obedience is the key to victory. Amen. Well, bless the Lord and stand up right where you are. Yes, precious. I knew you did. Amen. Come on and give it up. I saw her when she came in the door. Amen. Come on. It's okay. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. See, the devil has been after your praise and after your joy. Don't let him steal it. Don't let him take it from you. Hear me, brother? Amen. Don't let him steal a thing from you. Whatever has happened will happen again. Wouldn't it be sad? Every time one of those disciples messed up, Jesus said, I ain't going up to that garden to pray. Forget it. Yes, brother. Bring it on up as she's given this word. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Amen. Wow. You mean in the parking lot? In the grocery store? Some say, whatever is his, we can praise him on. Whatever is his, we can praise him in. McDonald's? What? No. In his expanse? Wow. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. So you might not be able to do all the Bible, but you can do some of it, and that's an easy part. Start there. I can't do all this stuff, but I can do this. I'm starting there. If that's the little bit you got, well, start there. Right? It'll make things better. He's just working on that part, and it'll catch over to something else. Yes, dear. Yeah, go ahead, Jesse. Hold that for. So, Brother Jesse Dickinson, you need to dance sometime. Yeah, you. You qualify as a breathing thing. Oh, glory. Yeah, Brother Will. Amen. Praise God.
Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord. While we were praising, the Lord kept telling me, he said that he loves us so much. He said that he gave his very best.
Yes.
And he said that when he died on the cross, he said, I took all your pain. I took all your suffering. I took all your sickness. He said, but you continue to hold on to those very things that I have asked you to let go of. He said, let go of the rejection, because did I not suffer rejection? And in place of that, I will give you acceptance. I will fill you with my love. I will fill you with my peace. Let go of the anger. Let go of the unforgiveness. Let go of those things of the past, those wounds that people have hurt you, the people who have rejected you, the memories of the past, whether it be family, whether it be friends. He says, I will heal those emotions. I will heal those wounds. I want to bring restoration not only to your mind, to your heart, to your body. I will restore those things that the enemy has stolen. He says, but you have to let those things die at the cross. Bring them to the cross and release those things. For as you release those things, then I can refill you with my love, fill you with my peace, fill you with my acceptance. Remove the pride. Remove the anger. Remove all those things that the enemy has used to separate you, to rob you of those things that I have for you. For this is the time of restoration. And I want to bring that freedom to you. And as you release those things and bring them to the cross, I will then be able to bring that freedom and a new release into you. Also, have I not, because I have given my best, asked you to give me your best? Do you wish to give me the Cain or the Abel sacrifice? The Cain or the Abel praise and worship? And this is what he is saying, that he wants the best from us because he gave us his best, because he loves us so much with an everlasting love. And he wants to fill us with that peace, fill us with that love, and heal our wounds in order that we can move into that new freeness and that new freedom that he has for us. He says the things that he began within you, he wants to complete. So lay those things down at the cross that have been hindering you, that have been burdening you. He says, cast them down and welcome him and receive all that he has for us, for there is much.
Hallelujah. I like that part. For there's much. Wow. Hallelujah. For there's much. I dare you just for the next minute. If you got a word for us, you can give it. If not, we're okay. I dare you just for a minute, amen, to bless the Lord with all of your soul, all of your heart, all of your mind, amen. I dare you just to bless God because the Bible says so, amen. I dare you just to do it right now. Somebody say, I will. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yes. Do it. Glory to God. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Give him praise. Forevermore, blessed be the name of Jesus. Hell, glory to God. I will praise you with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of your mind. I will never be bound in my worship. I will never be bound in my praise. Glory to God. Hell, glory. Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 hallelujah. Never be put in a box again. Never be put in a cage. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Praise him because of his stuff. Praise him because of who he is. Hallelujah. Ra-da-da-da-da-da-ba-hi. Woo. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you feel like it, start thinking about what he's done for you. Hell, I praise you because you are big. Ramanana Osha, I praise you because you are God. There is none like you. You are awesome and you love me. Therefore, I praise you because you told me to. You are great, God. Hallelujah. I worship you with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my soul. I bless your name. Don't ever let me be bound in my praise. Glory to God. Don't ever let me hold back, Father God. Let me run. Let me run. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Brasalamohura kisela. Ha ha! Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be on my lips. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell the devil. Say, devil, don't you ever. Ever dare try to come against my praise or my worship again. Hallelujah. I have the word, and the word sets me free from that. Hallelujah. ha, 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 Woo, hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't do anything but praise him like you usually do, that's good enough for me. I love it. Hallelujah. My boy can praise him. Glory to God. Makes me want to shout. I think we're ready. But I like that song. Makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. When I think about the Lord. Hallelujah. And all that he's done for me makes me want to shout sometime. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I dare you to give him a Shabbat praise. Hallelujah. Forgotten my handi de libusa. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, brother. Isn't he good? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What are you looking at it for? I dare you praise him real good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. Praise him for all the dumb ones. Hallelujah. Praise him for all the ones that won't. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. What do you think about that? Is that good stuff? We learn anything? Give him a praise. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. You get to go to Tulsa. You ought to praise him. Warm it up. Well, Jesse, I guess we're yours if they don't feel like praising him anymore. Don't you feel better? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I like it sometimes when you praise. Sometimes all you have to do is just wave your hand. I mean, this is about the least you can do. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. It's nothing wrong with that. No, that's not. It's good. Somebody say it's good all the time. It's good all the time. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm going to praise until God shows up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's nothing wrong with that. I dare you just to shout and give him glory. Hallelujah. You got anything to say? Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. I'm just doing what the Bible said, huh? Glory to God. Isn't it hard? I think he just wants to praise God. Mary, you got anything you got to preach for us tonight, dear? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Man, I like these smiles. That's awesome. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise him that we only take one offering of service.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can turn this down.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Well, if you're not standing... stand in Jesus' name.
Get an offering envelope. Hallelujah. But I'm going to
pass these out for
you. Y'all want to pass? Praise God.
If you would like an offering envelope, if you're giving by cash, Brother Chris will gladly hand you one.
If y'all want to be in a Holy Ghost meeting next week, you're going to have to drive to Tulsa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as he said, in the firmament of the parking lot, you can praise him. Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh. She said, and this was just happening as we were praising. Praise God. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Well, glory to God. We were just talking about angels yesterday, weren't we, Pastor John? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't going to let no rock cry about. Oh, Dean's getting blessed. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? You try? Let us in. Take me with you. Hallelujah. The best time to get blessed is when somebody else is due. Catch the wave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise. Look at Kelly's face. Hallelujah. Kathy's walking straight again. Praise the Lord. Come on up and share it. Hallelujah.
Denise was having some pain in her chest, and you stopped and you told everybody that was having a pain anywhere in their body to place their hand on it, and you prayed out loud. As my hand was on my back, I could feel my hips start to shift. My back had been acting
Glory
up.
To
I couldn't
God.
Walk straight.
Hallelujah.
And it started straightening out. And over the course of the last 2 days, I'm walking normal again.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. And Mama and Sandra back in church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody ought to praise God for that. Hallelujah. And still dancing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise. Isn't this fun? What time is it? It's 10:15. It's time to praise the Lord. Show him how to praise him. Oh, he shows his offering. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I guess we could just pray for it. Everybody knows that we're receiving an offering. Our vision is going to think we brought y'all in here to receive an offering. No, that's okay. He told us, come on in, then he took an offering. No, it's okay. Oh, I feel a Holy Ghost fit coming on. We might just have to wait till Sunday. Shut in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy. One more time with everybody singing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, rabarari,
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Father, we just lift our offering up to you tonight, God. We hold it up to you as a gift. We offer it as a gift of our worship, God, unto you. Lord, you've always been more than enough. And we thank you tonight, God, that you're still the God of more than enough. Lord, that we serve you, one who is El Shaddai. You do not lack any supply. Father, in every measure and in every way, God, you are more than enough. Tonight we claim this offering to be more than enough to meet the needs of this house. God, we claim this offering to be more than enough to cause all that is being done through the ministry and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be expanded. Lord, this is a time for expansion. It's a time, Father, for laying hold of your promise, God, and not letting go. Everybody say, I'll lay hold.
I'll lay hold.
I'll not let go.
I'll not let go.
Say it again. I'll lay hold.
I'll lay hold.
I'll not let go.
Not let go.
You are more than enough.
You are more than enough.
Father, bless it now in Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As they go, why don't y'all just receive that? You can bring your offering. And Jesse, let's do that. I feel a Holy Ghost fit coming on as we go. Is that all right? Is that all right? Yeah, you can bring it. Come on and bring it. Somebody say, I feel a Holy Ghost. You can leave it open. Somebody say, it's time to let go. Get into the flow. I feel a Holy Ghost fit coming on. Hallelujah. I feel a sound system coming on.
Ha ha ha!